This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Fresh's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And they're all scrumdiddlyumptious.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at a nippy Booster Field here in Anna. Clear skies overhead, no wind, no chance of precipitation whatsoever, but it is chilly. A temperature well down in the 40s, wouldn't you say, Chuck?
I would say that it is 44.
And he is very accurate. He just checked it out on his weather app on the phone. 44 degrees will be down in the 30s before this game ends. Field here at Anna's Booster Stadium is in excellent shape, and it should be
good field conditions for the game, outstanding weather conditions as well. Haven't had that each week this season, but that will be the case tonight. It's senior night, recognition taking place here at Anna High School out on the gridiron as we speak. Anna Rockets 8-1, Delphi St. John's 1-8. A lot at stake for Anna tonight, Chuck. With the win, Anna's got a 9-1 final regular season record. How about that? A share of the Midwest Athletic Conference title for the second straight year. Kudos to the Rockets if they pull that off. And a regular season ending number one ranking in D6 in the state of Ohio. Number one the last 2 weeks, a win tonight would secure that. And hopefully with a victory and things falling in the right place, at other sites around the state in key games, a home field in the postseason playoffs.
Well, that would be very important, and it seems, I mean, it's just such a tough region that they play in. There's a team that's going to go probably 10-0 and not make the playoffs. That's how good this region is. And Anna, they need Coldwater to win tonight, and they need
Archbold
to lose
yep.
to Wauseon, and that should secure a home field for them.
Interestingly enough, Anna, for the second straight year, did not play Minster in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And if things shake out a certain way, it's possible. It's possible Anna and Minster could collide week one of the postseason. How about that, if it would happen?
That would be fun. I mean, I didn't see a Minster game this year, and Anna and Minster, I think that would be one heck of a football game.
Well, for the first time this year, Anna won a game a week ago without a running clock margin of 30 or more points, beating Parkway 49-28. That was a 28-21 Anna lead
late third.
Yeah, after 36 minutes of play, Anna turned it on in the fourth. We'll hear from Anna's head coach, Nick Marino, in just a few minutes. He talked about the fact that his club may have been a little too pleased with itself after having beaten Coldwater 49-8 the week before.
Understandable. I mean, I walked out of here going, my goodness, I don't know if I've ever seen a team as good as Coldwater get dismantled that much in a high school football game. So
Dismantled, that's a good verb. Good choice. Anna averages a MAC best 421 yards a game, 44 points per game. The Blue Jays of Delphi St. John's, a MAC worst, 361 yards allowed and 35 points per game given up. It looks like on paper an Anna waltz to victory, but you got to play them out on the gridiron, as the Rockets found out last week. The Parkway was a stubborn foe at home in week nine.
Well, Delphi St. John's has a great tradition. Things have been down the last couple of years, but there was a time where this was as good a football team as in their division as there was in the state of Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Todd Schulte, 23-year head coach at Delphi St. John's, and he reeled off state championships 10, 12 years ago. In fact, Delphi St. John's had a streak. 2010, 11, 12, and 13, when the Blue Jays whipped up on Anna by scores of 37-13, 29-21, 28-7, and 34-27. Anna was competitive but dropped four in a row during that stretch. The first two games in the series were played back in 2006 and 7 when Anna joined the MAC. Anna won those first two contests, 25-10 and 23-14. Anna currently owns a five-game win streak over Delphi St. John's, which has seen its enrollment drop, and its talent cycle is simply not what it was 10, 12 years ago.
Well, you can afford to have one bad class, but when all your class numbers are down, things are going to change. And laymen's run into it. It's a situation where some of the parochial schools just have trouble keeping their class sizes up because families don't have as many kids, and the things have just changed, monetarily. You just don't have necessarily the money to pay for two or three kids to go to high school.
Constantly evolving,
right,
as you've described. Bart Bixler for Anna, 69 for 100 throwing the football this year. He's limited his throws to just 10-11 a game. He's pitched it for 10 TDs through the air, only three picks. Just short of 1,000 yards throwing for Bart, who's also an outstanding runner. He's averaging 9 yards per tote. Riley Hulskamp alongside him at 9 yards per rush. Riley's got 23 touchdowns rushing the football. Every game but one this year, Chuck, Anna scored at least 6 TDs in the 4 quarters.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, and these two young men, you know, and we do need to talk about them because athletically they are just outstanding. But boy, what a great two things, the offensive line and their receivers. The way you break long runs is your receivers have to block downfield, and they do an outstanding job of blocking downfield.
Oh, they sure do. Nolan Emerson, a senior wide receiver, he's exceptional. Isaac Leininger, a senior wide receiver, he's outstanding. And also superb is Jeffrey Richards, another wideout. They do block downfield extremely well. And the offensive line is stout. It has been opening holes for Hulskamp and Bixler all year long. Evan Poppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye at center, Anthony Billing, and Dylan Steinke-Ellinger. Heck of an offensive line. I think Bixler and Hulskamp need to take each of those five out to dinner several times when the season ends.
I think they're allowed. I don't think the coach can, but I think they can.
Cam Stewart is a remarkable two-way performer. He catches the football, occasionally runs it. He makes a number of tackles on defense, and we'll be talking about him tonight as well. We'll return with starting lineups and hear from Anna head coach Nick Marino when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Booster Field at Anna, and we are about 10 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game between the 8-1 Anna Rockets, the 1-8 Delta St. John's Blue Jays, who feature an outstanding performer in Brady Grothaus, 6'4", 205-pound senior quarterback. And he's completed 96 passes in 176 attempts this year, 10 yards per completion, throws for 100 yards a game, also a good rusher, 6 yards per crack. He's backed up by Devin Lindemann in the offensive backfield, almost 7 yards per game. A big stat that jumped out to me, Chuck, Delta St. John's 25% conversion rate of first downs on third down, Anna right at 50. Delphus receives the opening kickoff. They won the coin toss, elected to get the ball. Yep. They've got to make first downs on third downs consistently to win this game tonight.
Well, that's the only way that they can hold Anna down. I don't think they can hold them down, but the best way to hold them down is to don't give them the football. So
right.
if they can control the line of scrimmage and run the football a little bit, they could keep the score. I don't think they can win. They can keep the score down.
Anna Rockets scored 49 points each of the last 2 weeks. Head coach Nick Marino was very pleased with his team's huge win over Coldwater 2 weeks ago, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Not so pleased with the effort last week against Parkway on the road.
Reflect back on that victory over Coldwater. Wow. It wasn't surprising that Anna won that game, but the final margin was unbelievable. Great performance by your club against a very good Coldwater team, and it's earned you the number one ranking in the state in D6.
Yeah, our kids played really well in that game, and obviously it was a lot of fun. We've kind of moved on from that. Didn't play well last week overall, so we got a lot of things to clean up. Sloppy tackling, weren't physical when we needed to be. So all that being said, and I don't really put any value in polls or anything like that. So the polls can say whatever they want. We just got to go play better football.
Could you sense the week of the Coldwater game that you were going to play extremely well? Could you sense the week of the Parkway game that there might be a letdown?
Yeah, you can see it in just the focus and practice and so forth. We were really focused in on the details that week, and the kids did a good job of executing the game plan. So, and some balls bounced our way, and that's what happens in some games, you know. So, and last week I did have a little bit less intense feel throughout the week, and that's what we got to make sure we do. You know, if you're not improving on a daily basis, other people are, and you're losing to those people. So, we got to make sure we do that this week. We got a good opponent coming in with Delphus. They're well coached, and they do a good job. So, we got to make sure we play well this week.
You said details against Coldwater, blocking and tackling were darn near perfect. You put on a clinic that night.
Yeah, our kids played well. They had trouble blocking us a little bit up front. Had a couple kids that played really well in the front line there. Put a lot of pressure on them, and by putting the pressure on them, it made it a lot easier on everybody else. And I thought our kids played well on the back end, and like you said, we did tackle well, and everything clicked pretty well that night.
Mm-hmm. And by the same token, Parkway is a much improved MAC program.
Yeah, they got some nice kids. They're physical. It's a physical football team, and you go in there if you're not ready to go, they'll hit you in the mouth. And they got some kids that we had trouble tackling, and we didn't play to our ability level. It was one thing we looked at after the game. We need to play a lot better, but all credit to them, they played us well.
I know Chuck and I on scoresbroadcast.com have been extremely pleased with the play on defense of Malachi Minnick. Boy, he's been really special for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does a real good job. He's physical. He's fast and physical, so he's got two things, and he's got good size. So he's got all the qualities you want in a kid to be a dominant type of defensive player.
And then he's in there on offense in that jumbo package.
Yeah, it's not a jumbo package, but yeah. Just a two-back personnel, yeah. So he comes in there and runs the ball a little bit.
Points of emphasis now in preparation for Delphus St. John's, which is just one game coming into this week's play.
We have to tackle better. We have to get to the ball better. We got to see us come out and play our style of defense. We got to do that, obviously, this week to be successful.
Important game, obviously, for many, many reasons. You can tie for the MAC championship by beating Delphus St. John's, and that's quite an accomplishment to do that 2 years in a row.
Yeah, especially for our seniors. Our seniors got a large senior class they put a lot into over the last 4 years, and you want to see us finish off the job and really do something special with this group.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, before tonight's game between the Rockets and the Blue Jays. Talk about distractions, computer playoffs. What do you tell your team about those polls that are out there?
Don't listen to people like you. I mean, if you really look at it, there's no good in looking at all that stuff. All it does is waste your time and your energy, and you're not focused on what you're supposed to be. And as you focus on things you're not supposed to be, you quit focusing on what you're supposed to, and it's just a negative all the way around. So there's no reason to look at that stuff and worry about it. We know basically where we're at. Let's just go from there, and let's keep playing ball.
Do you infuse anything new into the offense or defense after 9 weeks?
There's always something you're putting in and out, and you're looking at everybody, the other team's doing and what you might do well against them. So there's always a little bit added and taken out.
What players have you been extremely pleased with over the last half of the season? Who's really improved for Anna football here in 2019?
Obviously, we got a good tandem in the backfield with Bart and Riley, and they played well all year. You look at some guys on the defensive line. We thought Will Luthman had a really good game last Friday against Parkway. Mm-hmm. He was probably one of our standout players of the game. On the offense side of the ball, he was really physical. Mm-hmm. And then defensively, he stepped up as well. So him and overall on defense, the guy Isaac Egbert's made a lot of tackles. I think he's leading our team in tackles now as a junior, and he's a physical kid, gets downhill, and he's played really well on the defense side of the ball.
What's been impressive to me the last few weeks especially, special teams.
your coverage on kickoffs, on punts, and you continue to get a great place kicking from Ambus.
Yeah, and last week we played really, or that was our one bright spot last week. We hit our most goals we've hit all year on our special teams.
Mm-hmm.
It was last Friday, or against Parkway. So we got to continue to improve that. I mean, football's a three-phase game. You know, you look at it, and people don't see it. Typically, the fans don't see it, but when you look at how much you can gain on special teams, it's a major, major advantage when you get into really close football games.
Oh, field position.
Oh, absolutely. Field position is, I mean, if you can average 5 to 7 more yards a punt, you know, that's over the length of a football game, that's 5, 6, 7 first downs. So it's a lot of yards, and we always have that goal of winning special teams by 100 yards. So
yeah, those hidden yards are critical. You may be starting on the 35 or 40 as opposed to the 25 or 30 if the other team is not punting the ball well, or you're returning extremely well against their coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a major emphasis for us for the whole season, and we've seen that pay off overall this year.
Health of the team. What's the health of the team like heading into week 10?
We're healthy, so we just got to keep playing, and hopefully we stay that way.
Coach Schulte at Delta St. John's has been there a long time. He's a stellar coach. It's a solid program. You can't take Delta St. John's lightly.
No, we got to make sure we're locked in. They're going to do some things. They're going to challenge us. They're going to put extra guys into the box and see if we can still run the ball well. They're going to ask us to maybe, you know, throw the ball against no deep coverage. So you're going to have to see what we can do and step up to play against that. And we got to be on our A game.
Interesting observation by Anna head coach Nick Marino. He thinks the Blue Jays on defense will stuff the box, make it tough for Anna to run. Anna will be on defense first tonight, Chuck, kicking off to Delta St. John's, which must control the football against Anna. Marion Local did it in beating the Rockets 17-14, holding Anna to just 3 possessions in that game in the entire second half.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what Delta wants to do. They're not quite as good as Marion, though.
Right, right. Again, other big games that Anna people will focus on tonight include Coldwater Marion Local. That's also significant for Fort Loramie because Marion Local is in the Redskins region of D7. Coldwater is in the Rockets region of D6. Anna is 4th in its region heading into play this week, slightly ahead of Archbold, which has lost just once. Archbold is at Division 4 Wasion tonight. That game, too, is mighty important. High kickoff by Anna down to the 15-yard line where Delta St. John's returns to the 24. And the return man, Lindemann, is stuffed right there. Rockets with good coverage. 1st and 10, Delta St. John's, shy of the Blue Jays 25.
Nice coverage that time by Hunter Schmidt. He's only a sophomore, and I've watched him on kickoff team, and he's down there a lot.
He was down on that tackle in lickety-split fashion. Quarterback Brady Grothouse for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays. Running back Devin Lindemann, 6'1", 180, a senior. Jacob Brassman, Gavin Fitro, the wideouts. Landon Elwer, Isaac Fairchild, the wings. And here's a little toss in the left flat. First play from scrimmage. Mishandled, incomplete. Ball was thrown forward by Grothouse. Tried to get it to Lindemann. A little bit of traffic in the path of Lindemann, and the ball fell to the ground.
Well, Spangler had the coverage. He had good coverage, but he didn't know where the ball was. If he had picked up the ball, I think he would have picked it off.
Offensive center Zane Wurtenberger for Delta St. John's, 5'11", 170, a sophomore. The guards Mark Rassman, 5'11", 190, a senior, and Dylan Cross, 5'11", 170, a soph. The tackles Nate Bittner, 6'3", 295, a junior, and Blake Fishbach, 5'10", 210, a senior. And here is the quarterback Grothouse keeping, tries to stroll around right end on 2nd and 10. He's nabbed at about the 27-yard line. Might have picked up a little bit. It's going to be 3rd and long for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, he picked up about 4, actually, so still 3rd and 6.
Yep, the Blue Jays threw a curve at Anna, throwing on 1st down, and you would expect it's a passing situation here. 3rd down, a little better than 6 to go for a 1st down, and 3 wideouts are flanked to the near side of the field.
the wide side. One split to the boundary side. Here comes blitz pressure from Anna. Quick slant over the middle, and it is caught. Nice reception, dead run at the 31, and then the receiver made 3 or 4 yards after the catch out to the 34 or 35. It looked like Delphus St. John's picked up the first down, Chuck, with the yard to spare. We haven't seen the signal yet. Maybe a measurement. Nope. There's the official judgment by the referee as he waves that right arm in the air.
That was a terrific throw on a slant. Not much you can do about that if the ball's thrown in stride to your receiver.
Rassman on the catch, and he was blazing a trail over the middle underneath Anna coverage. And then he made a nifty run after catch, stretched the football out, beat the first down marker with a yard to spare. First and 10 Blue Jays, who convert a first down on their first third down chance, something we talked about in the pregame. Snap from center to the quarterback in the spread. He coughed it up. It's loose on the ground. And guess what? A green shirt falls on the football at the Delphus St. John's 26-yard line.
Luthman fell on the ball. I didn't see who got him, but, boy, somebody was in there lickety-split, but it was a bad snap.
Grothouse could not hang on for Delphus St. John's. The snap from center back to the quarterback in the shotgun. Might have been a hair off the mark. Grothouse took his eye off of it. The ball fell to the ground, and he was squeezed away by Luthman of Anna, who makes the recovery, and the Rockets are in business outside the Blue Jays 25. The quarterback, Bart Bixler, calls his own number on first and 10. He faked it to Juleskamp, juke step in the offensive backfield, and then Bixler went from right to left around the end, turned the corner on the boundary side of the field, and gained about six just inside the 20 to the 19. We played 90 seconds. Anna trying to capitalize on an early mistake, but Delphus St. John's, a fumble after the visiting team had recorded one first down. Slot right, 1-2, receivers flanked right for Bixler, who's got Juleskamp alongside. Snap back to Bart. Fakes the handoff to Juleskamp. Bixler now in trouble in the offensive backfield. And then a belated pass to a safety valve. Juleskamp in the right flat caught the ball behind the line. There were two or three white shirts in front of him. He split them and managed to angle down close to the 15-yard line. Short of a first down, but what, a foot or two? No, it is a first down.
Yep.
Great improvisation by the quarterback, Bixler.
Well, I mean, that was a what they like to call an RPO, a run-pass option that time.
First and 10 Rockets, 15-yard line of Delphus St. John's. We played just over 2 minutes. Anna runs it right up the middle, small advance to maybe the 13. The ball didn't go to Juleskamp. Bixler tucked it away. In fact, all runs from scrimmage so far by the quarterback, Bart Bixler.
Right.
Apparently Bart is reading that Delphus St. John's is keying a little more heavily on Riley Juleskamp. Second down and 9, officially in advance of 1 on the previous play. 9:20 left, opening quarter. No score. Anna with a serious threat. Snap back to Bart, hand off to Juleskamp. Juleskamp zips around left end, in and out of the Delphus St. John's defense, takes it wide on the edge to the sideline. He's down near the goal line. Did he get in? Maybe out of bounds at the pylon, just short.
Yep, yeah, that was a nice run. He went in and out and got the corner turned. That was a terrific run.
13, 14-yard advance down to the 2-foot line. Well done by Juleskamp. Had he kept it off tackle, he might have reached the 10, but then he sprung it to the outside and hurdled a Blue Jay at about the 2 or 3 and was knocked out shy of the goal line. But on goal to go from that spot on the field, the Rockets run it easily right up the gut for 6 points.
Yeah, that one, the Juleskamp, was technically a pass, but I called it a run.
And Anna takes the lead 6-0. Was that Juleskamp who took the feed, or did
No. Bixler kept it.
Bart Bixler did not deal the ball to Juleskamp on the touchdown play. Bart kept it, as he did most of the time on that short field drive. Here's the extra point now by Ambus. He's only missed 4 all year long. And he's been booting them at a high percentage, and he does again. Right down Main Street, Ambus hits it, center cut, and a 7. Delta St. John's nothing, 9:08 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Bart Bixler officially a one-yard bolt to the end zone, giving Anna the lead with just under 9 to play here in the first quarter of this game. A short field march to the end zone by Anna, which recovered a Delta St. John's fumble outside the Blue Jays' 25. It took just several plays for Anna to dent the end zone. Great coverage again by Anna on another kickoff.
All right, Lindemann got that on, got a head of steam going up that time, and Minnick put him, he stopped him in his tracks.
Minnick for Anna tackles Devin Lindemann of Delta St. John's back in the vicinity of the 20-yard line. That coverage right there, Chuck, reminded me of play after play after play Anna turned in against Coldwater a few weeks ago. And as head coach Nick Marino commented in the pregame, Anna's special teams play has been getting better and better each and every week. Delta St. John's to the line of scrimmage, trailing 7-0. Grodas, the quarterback, handoff, sweep to the left. It was a wingback who took it. Anna smelled it out, diagnosed it right now. And the Rockets spot on defensively. Deal Delta St. John's a setback of at least 4 yards. Second down and close to 15 to go for a first down for Delta St. John's, which is attired in the road white-blue numerals outlined in gold. Predominantly blue headgear. Anna the home green jerseys, white numbers, white pants, white helmets with the green stripe down the middle. Grodas on second and long. Throws out pattern about 4 or 5 yards downfield to the far right sideline at the Anna bench, and it misses. It sails incomplete, out of bounds. Third down and close to 15 to go for Delta St. John's.
You know, I found that it's harder to throw a cold football than it is to throw a wet football. I think you can get a better grip on a wet football, and a cold football, it tends to float on you like that one did.
Delta St. John's needs to get something going a little more vertically down the field through the pass game. And here's a telegraph pass in the left flat, but Delta St. John's, it's almost out of her view down to the right. Anna jumped the route and picked it off. Anna with its second takeaway in the first 4 minutes of this game. Nolan Emerson, a heck of an interception.
Yeah, I was blocked a little bit. We got a guy standing there blocking a little bit of the that end of the field for me.
Ball intended for Isaac Fairchild. Ball arrived late. Emerson beautifully anticipated the throw and got in front of the receiver and snared it just inbounds. Ball marked for play at the 19-yard line of Delta St. John's. Anna trying to cash in on two straight Delta St. John's turnovers in the first 3 minutes and 44 seconds of this game.
I'd ask him to move, but he's a lot bigger than me.
Here's a handoff on the play to Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp outside left tackle. Whoops. Oh, it's kind of it's a reverse back to the near side.
He reversed back. That wasn't the call.
Riley Yuleskamp chugs his way down the near sideline all the way toward the end zone, and I think he got in for the score.
He did.
Fuelskamp met resistance 3 yards downfield off left tackle, and guess what he did? He just reversed his field and came all the way back to this side.
Yeah, there was nobody out there, and the Anna kids on that side did a nice job of not blocking in the back, because when you reverse field, that happens an awful lot.
That could be a tendency. And everybody was faked out, including the Delta St. John's Blue Jays and Jack and Chuck. What a maneuver by Huelskamp. Boy, is he ever shifty. Extremely perceptive run by him. The play seemed to be stopped cold, 3 yards downfield, and Huelskamp then circled around in the offensive backfield and went down the other sideline for the touchdown. Anna leads at 14-0 after the conversion by Ambus. Just over 8 to play in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Well, once again, splendid coverage on the kickoff by Anna. Rockets blanket the return man. The Delta St. John's wedge is blown up, and the return was good for only 10 yards from the 11 to the 21. That's where Delta St. John starts.
Well, anytime you can keep your opponent inside their 25-yard line, you've done a nice job on a kickoff.
Yes, sir. Anna has perfected that as this season has progressed. And as head coach Nick Marino noted in the pregame, it's a three-phase football team, offense, defense, and special teams. And Anna continues to get the job done in the kicking game. Grothaus, the 6'4 quarterback for Delta St. John's. We may have a pre-snap foul coming up against Anna for offsides.
Yeah, Cam Stewart tried to get a running start, and he was way too quick.
New line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line of Delta St. John's. Blue Jays just one win on the year, and it's a team which has lost 5 in a row to Anna, dating back to 2014. Prior to that, Delta St. John's had beaten the Rockets 4 straight times. Two receivers left, short drop by Grothaus. Here's a quick slant. Oh, right into the hands of Riley Huelskamp. He snares it at the 26, and then away he goes on the interception, and he zips to the end zone. Touchdown, Anna. Third takeaway by the Rockets. This one results directly in a score. Huelskamp, Johnny on the spot. He was extremely perceptive, anticipated where the ball was going, jumped the route. Interception return for a score for Anna. Anna can do no wrong. Delta St. John's nothing right here early on.
Well, that out pass like that, boy, you need to read it, because Huelskamp just sat on it.
Another extra point try by Ambus. Ball is snapped back well, spotted on the ground, and kicked beautifully up and through. Right down the middle by Ambus again. We played just 4 minutes and 6 seconds. Anna 21, Delta St. John's nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. This game is just 4 minutes, 6 seconds old, and Anna has exploded with three touchdowns against Delphi St. John's. Although Anna kicked off to start the game.
Yep.
Three takeaways for the Rockets, the last one resulting directly in a score. Ball picked off by Riley Huelskamp in the secondary, and the fine offensive running back who doubles in the secondary on defense, snared the ball at the 26, jumped the route, and zoomed into the end zone promptly. Three PATs by Ambus, 21-0 lead. Again, excellent coverage by Anna. On the kickoff, Delphi St. John's is halted on the return at about the 18-yard line.
Well, this is exactly what St. John's didn't need. They needed to come out and run the ball a little bit and have some success. They did get a first down on the first drive and then turned the ball over.
And head coach Nick Marino not pleased with his club's effort, especially in the first two and a half quarters last week against Parkway. But I think the Rockets got the message this week during practice. It's senior night, game 10 of the year. It's the close of the regular season. And Anna is clicking on all cylinders, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
This is not the time of year to start developing any kind of bad habits. It's got to be total 100% focus.
Yep, well said. 1 yard gain for Delphus on first down, so it's second down and 9 for the Blue Jays just inside their own 20. 6'4 senior quarterback Brady Grothaus in the spread. Fakes the inside handoff to Lindemann. Grothaus keeps, burrows forward, got to the line of scrimmage, maybe just over it.
Actually, I think he may, well, think they're going to keep it at just about the same spot.
Yep. Minimal gain, third down, every bit of 9 to go for a first down. And you can bet Anna's defense will be chomping at the bit. Watching the eyes of the quarterback Grothaus, it's a throwing situation. Although Delphi St. John's can ill afford yet another mistake. Here comes some pressure against Grothaus. He steps back in the pocket, flips it short, right flat, caught several yards downfield. Good run after the catch for the first down out to the 28-yard line, or maybe just short of the first down, Chuck.
I think it's going to be a teeny bit short.
Well, rarely would we say in the first half of the first quarter is one team or the other in four-down territory, but behind 21-0, Delphi St. John's against this powerhouse Anna team may need four downs a few more times tonight in order to get a first down.
Well, they're going to call timeout and talk about it because you don't really want to give up another touchdown here, short field, but I'm not sure that punting the ball just probably delays the touchdown a little bit.
Right. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Building your dream home is one of the most rewarding experiences in life. And from the beginning sketch to the final landscaping, Hoying and Hoying is here to make building your home the most pleasurable experience possible. Hoying and Hoying Builders. Creating dreams for people since 1977. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also, we welcome Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, which is also on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Chuck, I think I did decipher from public address announcements in the last 30 seconds a couple of scores. Marion Local leads Coldwater.
7-6. I didn't catch another one, but I did hear that one. Less than the length of a football short here. They're going to just go ahead and looks like they're going to kick it.
Well, Delphi St. John's is in punt formation. Maybe a delayed cadence here to try and draw Anna offside. Nope.
Nice
and
punt.
It's a tremendous punt.
Wow.
Backing Uhlskamp up all the way to the 31 or 32-yard line. He tried to catch it over his shoulder, dropped it, muffed it. Recovery, Delphi St. John's at the end of 28.
That was a punt.
And it was one that Roddy Uhlskamp needed to just let go of,
right.
21-0.
Yeah.
He took a chance and paid the price. That was a difficult catch for a real good center fielder with a glove on.
He needed his Willie Mays over the shoulder catch.
Right. Uhlskamp had his back to the line of scrimmage. He was fading away, trying to catch it on the run. Brady Grothaus, the quarterback, doubles as the Blue Jays punter, and he boomed it.
That was as good a punt as I've seen all year.
It traveled from the line of scrimmage 52, 53 yards in the air, and Uhlskamp simply mishandled it.
Absolutely no help with wind either. The flag is limp.
Deep drop by Grothaus and first down, and a wide-open receiver down the right side of the field. Catches on the dead run, blown coverage by Anna, snared at the 7, all the way to the end zone for 6. Delphi St. John's gets the touchdown.
Well, you make a mistake on special teams, and they burned you. And I'll tell you, that was a great punt and a great throw.
And I think it was Isaac Fairchild, the wingback, who zipped down the right sideline. Anna had pressure on the quarterback. It looked like 6 or 7 were in the box. They were coming hard at the QB, who got just enough protection. And Anna had no corner, no safety on that sideline. And Delphi St. John's turned it into a touchdown. Mistake in the Anna defense. Extra point try, but Mark Rassman is good, and Anna's lead is trimmed to 21-7, 5:38 left in the first, in just half the first quarter, 4 touchdowns already here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
But Chuck, you and I were talking during that break. Delphi St. John's had 4th and a foot. Before punting the football, and we were hedging that the 6'4 Grothaus, the quarterback for Delphi St. John's, might simply fall forward, try to get the first down and 4th and very short. Yet he was a factor in Delphi St. John's getting the ball back immediately, because his booming punt was fumbled by Uhlskamp. And then in the first play, Grothaus threw the air to Fairchild, 6 points. Line drive kickoff. Taken at the 11 by Anna. Return middle of the field by Uhlskamp. Gets a block. Another. Got a little wedge behind him. All the way across the field goes Uhlskamp. He hits the 45, the 50, and he's belted out of bounds. 40-yard return by Uhlskamp. Boy, he danced and skipped his way all over the field. A net of 40, probably ran at 75 or 80 all told.
Yeah, I was looking. I'll tell you what. I want to give him some props for 37. I can't find his
Chase
number.
Martin.
Yeah, he put a lick on Uhlskamp over there on the sideline.
I'm sorry, 37 for the Blue Jays, Martin.
Yep.
He popped him. Riley got up right away at the midfield stripe. In fact, Uhlskamp gets the first handoff from Bixler on 1st and 10. There's a flag thrown on Anna's offensive backfield. Uhlskamp bounces off white shirts. A 2nd to 3rd, stays on his feet. Works hard to get down inside the 35. He stretched that run out for 16 or 17, but it's going to come back.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that flag is down there.
Yep, there are 2. One thrown soon after the handoff, the 2nd near the end of the play.
The one in the middle is a hold, but I'm not sure what that was. Maybe the guy just dropped his flag.
2 penalty markers about 20 yards apart. Yeah, Uhlskamp was really clobbered on that kickoff return. Martin really thundered a shoulder into Riley. He got right back up and then ran the first play from scrimmage. Good to see.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that would have been about a 17-yard run without the hold.
Right.
And the hold was away from the play, so it had no effect on it.
So Anna will retreat. New line of scrimmage will be the Rockets 42. It will be first down all over again. First and 18 for Anna. With 5:17 to go in the first quarter, Rockets in the lead 21-7. Cam Stewart lines up slot left. Flank to the right is Emerson. And now Richards is in the slot left. He'll scamp a sweep to the left. He's got a little crease, puts his head down, trudges to the 45. He's tripped up. Good tackle by the Blue Jays. Nicely done by Fairchild, who made the TD reception a moment ago. Second down for Anna, 14 to go for a first down from the Rockets, 46. 4:50 left opening quarter, 21-7 Anna. Emerson, Leininger, split near side. Richards, far side. Here is Bixler behind the line of scrimmage. Fakes to Hulskamp. Play action. Bart steps up in the pocket. Whistles a throw. Middle of the field. Intercepted. Defensive back for Delphi St. John's. Stepped in front of Emerson at the 27-yard line. And raced back upfield with the football.
Five turnovers here in the first quarter.
Unbelievable, Chuck. In a little over 7 minutes, five turnovers.
Yeah, this is not what Coach Marino wanted to see tonight.
Not at all. And I may be mistaken. I think that was Grothaus who picked off the ball.
17.
I'm sorry, it wasn't Grothaus. It might have been. You think it was 17?
17. Yeah.
That was a freshman, Ethan Drunkenmiller. If our vision was correct.
That's him.
Beautifully done by the Frosh.
He's a big kid.
And he did to Anna what Hulskamp had done earlier to the Delphi St. John's quarterback, jumping the route. First and 10 for Delphi St. John's from the Blue Jays 48. And the first play is a run over left guard. No gain at all. But Bixler threw the ball late over the middle. Sometimes, Chuck, when you do that, good things don't happen.
No, that's not what you want to do.
We're near the four-minute mark, first quarter. And now Delphi St. John's, with points on this possession, can get right back in this game. 21-7 Anna. Second down for Delphi St. John's, a couple yards short of midfield. Anna's got two, three defenders in the neutral zone. Appears to clearly be offsides.
They're talking about a lot of times when you have that many people jump, that's some kind of a snap infraction. Yep, that's what I thought.
Oh, it's on Delphus.
You don't usually have five people jump.
Blue Jays fans don't care for the call. Thanks so much to these Rushi underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And don't forget, at the Jewelry Barn, we've got a special day coming up tomorrow. Big savings at the Jewelry Barn from 9 to 3, up to 25% off selected items at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Here come the Blue Jays to the line of scrimmage on 2nd and 15. Deep drop by the quarterback, Grothaus. The strong-arm QB throws it up the right side, and Anna's defender leaps in front and makes a rolling interception at midfield. The sixth turnover in this game in, believe it or not, less than 9 minutes.
Nobody can hold serve.
Wow. Well, it's a combination, Chuck, of very good alert play in the secondaries by these two teams, but also I think the quarterbacks are throwing late in telegraphing tosses.
Throwing stuff into traffic, yeah. Marion's got a 10-0 lead on Coldwater.
So the score we thought we heard 7-6 was incorrect.
Evidently not. Pickwa and Troy tied 0-0 in the first.
3:27 left to go here, opening period. Anna's got the ball back at the 49. Bixler faked it to Yuleskamp. Bart to the line of scrimmage. He's juking around, and then he tries to go all the way across field from east to west, and he's chased down. Good tackle on the play by Delphi St. John's. Well done by the Blue Jays. Chase Martin again. He's been all over the gridiron for Delphus. Second down and 7. Bixler took it from the far hash mark to beyond the numbers on the near side. Bixler deals Yuleskamp around left end, gets a block. Some interference in front. Yuleskamp stays on his feet, glides to the boundary into the Anna bench at the 38, very close to a first down. I think he picked it up with a couple feet to spare. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Anna in the lead, 21-7 over Delphi St. John's. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Emerson flanked right along with Leininger. Stewart shot right. Ball snapped back to Bixler. Yuleskamp to the right. Ran the last play to the left. Riley puts his head down and churns to the 36, 35, and falls forward to the 34. Tackle on the play by Nate Bittner of Delphi St. John's as we near the 220 mark of the opening period. It has been a lengthy first quarter. 6 turnovers and 4 touchdowns. And here's the ball snapped back to Bixler. Bixler keeps little jab step as he approaches the line of scrimmage. And then he chugs inside the 30, the 27 or 28, bang down right there. He is short of a first down by very little.
They're going to measure.
And the chain will come in. Bixler nearly picked up the first down if he didn't.
Minster leads New Bremen 14-0 in the first. Lehman leads 3-0. They're playing Lima Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney leads Greenville 7-0 in the first. And no score in the Archbold-Wauseon game.
Go to Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney for high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress. Come in and try Goffney. You will feel the results. Rockets get a first and 10 and then run it. New line of scrimmage for Anna. The 27-yard line of Delphi St. John's. And Anna takes it to the house outside left tackle, but I think flags fly. And that play will be negated. Penalty against Anna several yards downfield. Anna's Chuck is one of those high school football teams that can score from anywhere on the field at any time rushing the football.
Absolutely. Especially if they hold.
But an infraction on that last TD march. New line of scrimmage, the 29 of Delphus for Anna. With a minute 43 left in the first quarter, Anna leading 21-7. Visit that Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center showroom. Hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. West of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Well, on first and 12, Yuleskamp gets the call. He was Bixler's choice on that play. And Riley took it around left end for a minimal gain. Line of scrimmage, the 27 of Delphi St. John's with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Anna up by 14. Second down, a little over 10 to go for a first down. Snap to Bixler, late pitch to Yuleskamp. Jet sweep to the right, breaks a tackle, makes another man miss. Look at Yuleskamp go. He zips down the sideline to the pylon. Did he get in? Very close, maybe out of bounds at the one-foot line. But that was the locomotive Riley Yuleskamp heading down the track. and he barged right through a couple of arm tackles from Delphus St. John's and nearly worked his way into the end zone. Maybe another flag was thrown, Chuck.
They called holding again. Somebody needs to explain to them they're not getting paid per flag.
Another infraction against the Rockets.
Where he threw that flag, there was no Anna player. There was three Delphus guys laying on the ground.
It looked like the marker was thrown down near the side of the tackle, close to the goal line.
Not sure what he saw.
Well, Anna now backs up second and nine. Marker thrown downfield beyond the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far left for Anna. One to the near side. A minute six to go in the first quarter. Anna up 14. And we've got a pre-snap foul against Anna. Delay of game call. Now, Anna jumped out of this game to a 21-0 lead in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, a couple of them were gifts.
Yes.
Actually, all three of them were gifts.
Right. Since then, Anna has made some mistakes, given up 7 points to Delphus St. John's, turned it over itself, and now the Rockets have gotten a little too penalty happy. Here's the fake to Hulskamp, and Bixler rolls left, finds a receiver in the end zone who juggles
wow.
again, and has it. What a reception in the end zone by Anna's Nolan Emerson. He caught it 8 yards deep in the end zone. He outfought a Delphus St. John's defender for it. He popped it up in the air, juggled it a second time, and then came down with it while he was planted on his knees in the end zone.
That was a great concentration play right there by Emerson.
Remarkable effort by Nolan Emerson, one of Anna's fine wideouts. The 6'2 senior hauled it in as Bixler on the play action zipped it to him. Single coverage. The throw wasn't well tossed, but good enough. Emerson just simply out-battled the secondary man for Delphus St. John's. Ambus tacks on the extra point. Under a minute to go, first quarter, 28-7. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Well, despite some sloppy play last half of the first quarter by Anna, Rockets lead Delphus St. John's 28-7. In fact, both teams have fallen victim to sloppiness. 6 turnovers in this game, a handful of penalties, most all of them on Anna. Lindemann returns the kickoff by the Rockets as he hustles up the field for Delphus St. John's, tackled at about the 29-yard line, maybe the 28th where the knee went down. First and 10 Delphus from that spot.
5 penalties, 2 turnovers, lead 28-7.
Yeah, Anna's overcome, as Chuck noted, the 5 infractions and turning the ball over twice.
2 touchdowns called back on holding calls.
Right. So Delphus St. John's comes to the line of scrimmage last moment, first quarter of play. Grodehouse, the 6'4 senior quarterback, runs the show. And it's an inside handoff on the play to Lindemann, outside left tackle, misdirection, and he barrels to the 30. That's it. Second down and about 7 to go for Delphus St. John's. Final half minute, opening quarter. As Chuck noted a moment ago, Marion Local 10, Coldwater nothing. And Minster's got a 2-touchdown lead early over New Bremen. Second down and 8 officially for Delphi St. John's at the Blue Jays 30-and-a-half. Snap to Grothaus. He rolls right. It's a keeper all the way. He's got a little crevice outside right tackle, and he barges through it on the far hash mark. Carving out some running room was the QB Grothaus for Delphi St. John's as he wiggled out over the 35 to just short of the 36. It's going to be third down and a foot or two as the first quarter finishes. And a 28, Delphi St. John's 7 after the first 12 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the plane surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here on Scores, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Anna in the lead, 28-7 over Delphi St. John's as we start the second quarter. We'll pass along a few interesting scores for you in a minute. Second quarter begins. Delphi St. John's facing a third down, a couple feet to go for a first down at their own 36. And the running play is stifled by Anna just over the line of scrimmage. Not sure if the Blue Jays garnered what it needed for a first down or not. In fact, Delphi St. John's is short. And head coach Todd Schulte sends on the punt formation group. Opening 35 seconds of the second quarter as Delphi St. John's was thwarted on third down and less than a yard. Up the last time Grothaus punted, Juleskamp for Anna tried to make an over-the-shoulder catch of a 50-plus yard boomer and dropped it, and Delphi's recovered. This time Juleskamp walks away from it. It hits at the Anna 35 and rolls to the Rockets 28.
Jeff Ray listening, and he said that quarter took as long as an NFL period. I told him, yeah, I got a little nap in.
Yeah, that National Football League, Chuck, you've got, what, 2 to 3 minutes before the kickoff, 2 to 3 minutes after the return of the kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
Marion Local putting it on Coldwater, 17-0 in the second quarter, and Archibald is leading on the road at Wasion, a Division IV club, which I think it lost just once. Archibald was 8-1 coming in. Archibald fifth in the computer rankings, just behind Anna. So those two results right there, Marion Local leading Coldwater and Archibald leading Wasion, mean that Anna will very likely be on the road in the postseason despite a 9-1 season-ending record should they win tonight and a number one ranking in the state according to the AP and D6.
Which means nothing.
You're right.
That's where I absolutely agree with Coach Marino. Those polls, these are people that haven't seen anybody but their local team play.
The polls are just media talking points.
There you go.
Yep.
And we love to talk.
Uh-huh. Anna Rockets faced a 2nd and 5. The kickoff returned by Anna, or I should say the punt returned by Anna to the 29. And then Juleskamp runs for 5, and he runs for 7 or 8 more to the 42. Anna with a quick cadence snap count in a jiffy back to Bixler. He deals Juleskamp, and he's around the right flank over the 50 into Delphi's end of the field at the 45, bumped out of bounds. 1st and 10 Rockets again. It's a fast break offense being run by Anna right now. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Anna in the lead, 28-7. Marion Local 17, Coldwater nothing in the second quarter. And Archbold, a D6 team right behind Anna in the computer rankings, on the road at Division 4 Wasin, was leading 14-0 in the second period. And neither one of those games going Anna's way. And run to the left, Hulskamp again around the corner, right in front of us, down into the boundary. A couple, three white shirts for the Blue Jays stand up from the bench and hold Hulskamp up as he charged into the sideline at the 37-yard line. As we sit on the west side of Booster Field, here's Hulskamp hurdling players going around right end into the Anna bench on the other side of the field. Hulskamp propelled himself off the surface and somersaulted ahead from the 28 to the 24-yard line. Riley, an outstanding runner, occasionally, Chuck, gets a little reckless. Boy, you hope he stays healthy.
Yeah, he only knows one way to play.
That's right. 9:28 left here in the second quarter play. Bixler wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit by the Delta St. John's defense. Bixler tried to extricate himself out of trouble way back behind the line. Managed to sneak his way back up to the line of scrimmage before being dumped. Might have gained a foot or two. Second down, a little over nine from the Blue Jays 24-yard line with 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter, and Anna leading 28-7. Snap back to Bixler. He stuffs the football into the tummy of Hulskamp, and he explodes over left tackle. He's got a big opening. He turns on the burners. Hulskamp's at the 10, sprinting, end zone, touchdown. Hulskamp takes it to the house from 23 yards away. Six more for Anna. 8:48 to go here in the first half of this game, 34-7 in favor of Anna. Ambison to try the extra point. He's missed only four all year long. He has been splendid. He looks for five in a row tonight. Good snap from center. Ball is spotted down. Ambus kick is a beauty again. Center cut. 8:49 left till halftime. 35-7 Anna over Delta St. John's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Booster Field at Anna, and the kickoff by the Rockets is a great one. Wow. It is drilled through the end zone, out the back of it. Delta St. John's starts first and 10 on the touchback. 35-7, Anna in the lead. As head coach Nick Marino noted in the pregame, his team has gotten healthy over the last few weeks. In fact, Anna's been extremely healthy the last month of the year. No one seems to have been shaken up in this game tonight, and it looks like, Chuck, the way things are headed, a few more points by Anna, and it's a continuous clock come second half.
Well, since the first quarter took an hour and a half, that's probably be good.
Right. Blue Jays to the line of scrimmage, 20-yard line. Grothaus fires the quarterback for Delphus, hits a man at the 34, had it momentarily, could not put it away. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Gavin Fittrow, the 5'9 wide receiver, got his mitts on it, just could not tuck it under the arm. Came close to catching it.
Yeah, Leininger did a nice job of breaking it up once he got his hands on it.
Yep, Isaac was right there when the ball arrived. So the pass from Grothaus to Fittrow is not completed. Second down and 10 for Delphus St. John's from the Blue Jays 20. Snap to Grothaus. It's an end sweep to the right. Trying to get the corner turned is Rassman, and it's stretched out beautifully by Anna's defense, which collars the ball carrier right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Brandon Shannon, who was our Clancy's Award winner for his defense against Brookville way back at the start of the season, was in on that tackle. Anna, very speedy, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And then strong, experienced offensive and defensive linemen up front. Third and 10. Let's see if Grothaus throws. We've got Anna with blitz pressure. It's a forward flip, a shovel pass in the offensive backfield. Well-designed play call. Anna was fooled. And the Delphus St. John's offense executes nicely for a 15-yard advance.
That was a well-designed and a nice call right there.
As the ball was dished forward on the play from the quarterback Grothaus to Devin Lindemann, and he scooted for a plus nearly 15. Nose of the football just short of the 35 of Delphus St. John's. Anna had blitz pressure coming from the outside, and Delphus St. John's exploited it with a forward shovel pass right up the gut. New line of scrimmage, the 35. Grothaus, the quarterback, keeps after faking in the offensive backfield, and he sidesteps one man for Anna at the line of scrimmage and hops ahead for two. Isaac Egbert, who leads this Anna defense in tackles on the year with 70, was in on the hit on the last play. He is just about everywhere all the time. He's been Anna's designated tackler here in 2019. Second down and 8 for Delphus St. John's. Grothaus retreats a few extra steps. That means it's a screen. Flips it over the middle. Ball's caught at the 38. Anna's on the receiver, the screen man, right away at the 40. Rassman caught it. Will Luthman sniffed it out immediately. So it's third down and about 5 for Delphus St. John's at its own 40 with half the second quarter gone. It's been a lengthy first half of this game tonight. Six turnovers, a number of penalties, and six touchdowns already. Five by Anna. Trips to the right for Grothaus and third and 5. He slings it up the left side. Two Anna defenders are nearest the ball, and it's not caught. Incomplete. Rockets with a better chance to pick it off at the 50. As the QB Grothaus was under some duress right away.
Yeah, he had no chance.
And he had to heave it. So it's fourth down. And the quarterback retreats to punt for Delphus St. John's with 6:06 to go here in the second. Rockets have Leininger and Uhlskamp back inside the 30. High snap to Grothaus. He reaches up and spears it comfortably. End-over-end kick, hitting at the Anna 34, and it trickles inside the 30 to the 28. That's where Anna starts first and 10. Thank you so much, Lacal Equipment, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lacal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Lacal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. The present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal began in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, Anna fires up its rushing attack again on first and 10 from the 27 of Anna. It's Bixler, outside right tackle, rolled to the ground at the 33, in advance of 6 on the play. Under 5.5 to go in period number 2, 35-7 Anna. Now we've got two backs in the offensive backfield. And here's a deep handoff. It goes to Huelskamp. Huelskamp meets resistance at the 36, fights off a tackler. It wasn't Huelskamp. I was mistaken. It was a new formation with two backs staggered alongside Huelskamp. In fact, the ball carrier for Anna was Hayden Davies, a 5'8 senior. He jitterbugged his way around left end and garnered enough yards for a first down to the 41. Good piece of running by Davies. As head coach Nick Marino inserts a little different look on offense, slightly adjusted formation, which called on Davies, who's in again, snap back to Bixler, who keeps and rides a Delphus tackler to the 42. And there's a very late flag coming in from an official who is a good 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
I think he was feeling left out. He hadn't done anything the whole game. He had to throw a flag.
Maybe he spotted what he thought was a little extracurricular activity. 4:45 to go, second quarter, 35-7 in favor of Anna. Riley Huelskamp spelled last couple of plays. And the referees have met and conferenced again. Major penalty against Anna. That is a phase of the Anna game which needs to be cleaned up, Chuck. That's all there is to it.
That's a lack of discipline when you are 25 yards away from the play and you get a personal foul.
Yeah, that'll cost you in any tight football game, and when you get into the postseason, you can expect contests to be much closer than Anna's experienced the last several weeks.
They're not going to get a breather no matter who they play first round. It doesn't look like it's going to be a home game. It's not going to be a breather.
Yeah, this region of Division Six is loaded. And if you make a lot of infractions, penalties, especially after gaining big yards, and you get those plays wiped out, they will come back to haunt. Well, we've got a timeout on the field with 4:25 to go in the second quarter, 35-7 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We'll talk about Brookins in Fort Loramie in just a moment. Brookins, well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners. And that Saturday night, 8-ounce marinated pork chop special. Here's Anna's Bixler running, fakes the pitch out, and he goes from west to east all the way across the field. After the major penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct, Anna ran that play from back on its own 23. Bixler was able to generate about 8 to the 31 as he went laterally across the field about 25 yards and getting it up the field 7 or 8. So it's second down and 21 to go for a first down just over the Anna 30. Rockets can get a first down at the Delphus St. John's 49. 3:44 to go in the second quarter, 35-7, Anna in the lead. Two backs staggered alongside the quarterback, Bixler. And here's a late dish on the play to Huelskamp. Hillscamp collected the high toss from the quarterback Bixler, darted around left end, and was swarmed at the 33. Good pursuit by Delphus St. John's. In there on the hit for Delphus St. John's was Clay Peddubny, a 5'9 freshman linebacker. Delphus getting a lot of young folks on the field here late in the season. 3 minutes left in the second, third and 17, Anna, at the Rockets, 33.5.
Yeah, if you're 1-8, you might as well get your young people out there.
Yep, see what you've got coming up. Two receivers to the right, snap back to Bixler, and another pre-snap foul, no. Timeout taken by Anna, which allows us to talk about Brookins in Fort Loramie. So well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, those savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, the special on Saturday nights, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's a perfect spot for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, a party of any kind. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open until 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins. You can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie. And that Saturday night pork chop special is superb. Boy, if you're there at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, you probably missed it. They'll be sold out. The chops will be long gone.
I drive up there 3 or 4 times from Pickwell summer to eat the chicken.
Well, the Rockets have got possession facing a 3rd and 17 from shy of their own 35. A little over 2:40 to go. Second quarter, Bixler with a lot of time in the pocket. A long, wobbly forward pass down the middle of the field. Hits about 3 or 4 sets of hands. It's juggled. The ball is still not on the ground. It's in the hands of someone. Did Anna wind up making the catch, Chuck, or is it picked off?
It was picked off.
Interception, Delphus St. John's. Good coverage by the Blue Jays. As Anna's defense comes on, Delphus St. John's offense comes on. Not sure who made the pick, but the ball was in the hands of a Blue Jay defender at first, then glanced off an Anna receiver, and then hit another Delphus St. John's defensive back once or twice before he finally plopped to the ground with the ball in his hands. And I think it was Landon Elwer, a 5'9 sophomore. Oh, no, I'm mistaken, Chuck. It was Anna's possession.
Really?
It was ruled Anna ball.
I had marked interception.
It was ruled Anna ball. We were completely buffaloed.
I don't know how he got there.
And on 1st and 10 for the Rockets from the 14-yard line, it's a sweep to Hulskamp around right end. And look at him go. And the Rockets turn the tables on Delphus St. John's once again. A miraculous reception by Anna's Leininger. After Delphus St. John's seemingly had the pickoff in the Blue Jays' hip pocket. And then Anna took over the football at the 14, and the first play was a run from scrimmage by Hulskamp, and Anna's up 42-7. Egbert with 6 in a row tonight on PATs. He's only missed 4 all year long. That was a crazy pass play by Anna. It traveled a good 45 yards. It was underthrown, wobbly. It could have been picked off maybe a couple of times, but Delphus, we thought, in fact, it was. Anna turns it into an unbelievable reception, and then a quick touchdown jaunt by Hulskamp on the first play from scrimmage. And it's a 5-touchdown lead for Anna, 42-7, with 2:29 left here in the first half of this game.
See Mike Muehlfeld making his way over here.
Yeah, Mike Muehlfeld, athletic director at Anna, 33 years as the AD, 41 in education, will be our halftime guest. Along with Nate Barhorst, the boys' basketball coach at Anna, we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago at the half of the Anna Coldwater game, and we'll play back for you a large segment of that conversation that we had with Nate a few weeks ago. And also a live chat with Mike Muehlfeld, athletic director at Anna the last 33 years. 42-7, Anna in the lead. 2:29 to go in the first half. I've got Mike alongside right now. Chuck and I thought at least twice on that long pass play by Bixler that Delphi St. John's had picked it off. It's been a crazy night of high school football here at Booster Field. Delphi St. John's with the kickoff return out over the 20 to the 23-yard line, and that's where the visiting team starts, first down and 10 yards to go. Anna's coverage on kickoffs and punts has been consistently good the last several weeks. And you've got to have fine special teams play heading into the postseason, that's for sure. We were here for the Anna Coldwater game. Special teams play was exceptional that night, and it continues to be very good here this evening. And Coach Nick Marino, in our pregame interview, commented that it was solid last week against Parkway. So Delphi St. John starts inside its own 25 with 2.5 to go in the first half. Quarterback Roadhouse gives to Lindeman. Look at him go. Outside right tackle, gaping hole, surges 35-40, nab from behind at the 42-yard line. Tackle by the Anna Rockets from behind, Brandon Shannon. A shoestring grab prevented an even longer run as we near the 2-minute mark late second quarter. 42-7, Anna. First and 10, Delphi St. John's at the Blue Jays 43. Grothaus, the 6'4 senior quarterback, has got two backs alongside staggered. Now a man in motion out to the left. Quarterback fakes a quick toss that way, keeps, rumbles up the middle for three to the 45. Anna kicked off to start the game, so Anna will receive the football to begin the third quarter. Blue Jays won the toss, elected to receive, got a quick first down, but then it's been uphill ever since for Delphi St. John's. Anna's been far from perfect, a rash of penalties, two turnovers by Anna, a total of six in the first half of this game. As we approach the 1-minute mark late in the second quarter. Two receivers to the boundary side and one to the far wide side for Delphi St. John's, which takes a timeout here late in the second quarter with 1:04 to go and Anna in front 42-7. Chuck will keep it right here and highlight one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, high quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And Goffney can find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in, try it out. You will feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Chuck, some of the latest scores in the area. Marin Local still leading Coldwater, at least 17-0 late.
17 at the half. I heard that one. Troy Leeds' pick was 7-0 second quarter. Sydney Greenville tied 7-7. Minster 21-0 leading New Bremen.
4 yards short of midfield, Delphi St. John's has a 2nd and 6, last minute of the first half. Anna ahead 42-7. Grothaus goes up top, down the right sideline. It might be turnover number 7 in this game, and it is interception Anna at the 26-yard line. That was Isaac Leininger, yep, who leaped in front of the receiver and picked off another. Archbold leading Wasion, a Division IV powerhouse, 31-0 Archbold on the road.
Jeez.
Devouring its opponent tonight. Archbold right behind Anna. Anna 4th, Archbold 5th in this region of D6. And other results which needed to go Anna's way in order for Anna to play at home next week, simply not happening. Final 50 seconds of the second quarter. We've had seven turnovers in this game. 42-7, Anna in the lead.
Need to get our traveling shoes on for next week.
35-point lead for Anna, so we'll start the second half with a continuously running clock. Here's a toss sweep to the right to Huelskamp. He skips around right end into the Anna bench he goes. He is close to picking up the first down right at 10. I think he's got it. But by going out of bounds, the clock stops again. Is it my imagination or has it been an unusually long first half?
Yeah.
Mike Muehlfeld alongside, he'll join us at the half. He just commented off Mike that the first quarter was so long that the scoreboard still read the first quarter when he thought, based on time consumed tonight, it should be the second. He was wondering if the scoreboard had been changed correctly.
They forgot to let the band go out and play.
It was still the first period. Second down and 10 for Anna, 35-yard line of the Rockets. Bixler rolling left, flips to Stewart in the flat. Nifty reception by him at the 40. He tightropes the sideline and gains 11.
Nice run down the sideline there, keeping his feet in and getting the first down.
And how about the concentration, Chuck, to make the reception?
And look at me racing because I didn't think they were going to get the ball back.
The ball almost was picked off, went right through the hands of Fairchild, a defensive back, into the hands of Stewart. Half minute to go, second quarter. Anna up 42-7. Anna 54 yards away from a touchdown. And this has been very doable all year long. Anna can produce 54 yards on the ground or through the air either way. Here's Bixler back to pass. Looks middle of the field. Firing for Leininger on the dead run at the 16. Can't make the catch. Good aggressive coverage by Delphi St. John's. One thing about this Anna offense, it's explosive, run or pass. It can score points from anywhere on the field in a heartbeat. Line of scrimmage, the 46, and the incompletion stopped the clock. 33 ticks left to go in the second quarter. It seems like the last couple minutes of this period are taking an eternity. Snap back to Bixler, rolling right. Steps up a little in the pocket, throws a bullet down the right sideline. Oh, what a catch! Snared on the dead run at the 25 by the Rockets receiver, who heads down the far side of the field, streaking to the end zone over the pylon for six. What a play, Brandon Shannon. It was 37 on the catch. Again, fine concentration by the Anna receiver. Chuck, we just got through saying Anna can score anywhere on the field at any time, run or pass. Bixler with a quick rollout to the right hit Shannon. Again, a Blue Jays receiver seemed to have a shot at the deflection, concentrating nicely with Shannon, and he's got great speed. As I remarked earlier, he was our defensive player of the game in the Anna win at Brookville. And Ambus tacks on yet another extra point, 7-for-7 tonight. He's missed only four all year. 49-7. Chuck, did we call that touchdown or not?
You did. I was starting to nod off a little bit, I have to admit.
Well, an update again, Chuck. Marion Local leading Coldwater 17-0 halftime.
Correct.
And a 3-touchdown lead, Minster over New Bremen after two quarters. Archbold has got a huge advantage over its opponent, D4 Wasson, at halftime. And none of those results favoring the Anna Rockets, who are doing their job tonight, thumping Delphi St. John's by a 49-7 count last 22 seconds of the second quarter. Our halftime report will be coming up at the end of the second period of play, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck will give us some first half highlights in addition to the seven turnovers. Seven TDs by Anna, 8 touchdowns total in this game. Anna had 3 touchdowns in less than 4 minutes at the outset. Excellent kickoff return by Delphi St. John's from the 2. and a good tackle return man, Rassman, wrestled down at the 18 or 19-yard line. And I think it was Malachi Minnick who was congratulated for the tackle. Hard-nosed hit by him. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Delphi St. John's football at the Blue Jays' 19-yard line. Anna Rockets have won the last five in this series. Prior to that, Delphi St. John's won four in a row. These two teams have played a grand total of 11 times since the series began in 2006 when Anna joined the MAC.
Yes.
Mike confirms that. Yep. Mike Muehlfeld, 33-year athletic director at Anna, our guest here at the half. Uh-oh, here's a forward shovel pass, but Delphi St. John's, a play that was executed beautifully earlier, and this one is misfired. It's on the ground. Anna recovers, eighth turnover of this game. Anna football outside the 20 with 9 seconds to go in the second quarter. And up a 42, here's where I think you take a knee.
I think you throw the ball to the corner.
What a first half. Last week, we covered the Fort Loramie Redskins at home against Twin Valley South, and that was a 55-0 final. Anna, a prohibitive favorite tonight against Delphi St. John's, leading 49-7. And Bart Bixler touches it down behind the line of scrimmage, and the second quarter will close out. Halftime guest Mike Muehlfeld, athletic director at Anna, will also replay a big chunk of her conversation we had with Anna boys basketball coach Nate Barhorst a couple weeks ago. We'll play back a portion of that for you, too. 49-7 lead Anna at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna's Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. A lot to talk about, most of which is going to be all about Anna.
Well, we're going to talk about some big score right here. It's 25 rushes for 192 yards, 5 of 7 throwing the ball, 1 interception for 115, 307 total yards in the first half. St. John's, on the other hand, Delphus had 13 rushes for 31 yards. They were 5 of 13 for 61, 92 total yards, threw 4 interceptions to go along with 2 fumbles, 11 first downs for the Rockets, 3 for the Blue Jays, 6 penalties, 55 yards for Anna, 1 for 5 for St. John's, 6 big turnovers for the Blue Jays, and Anna turned it over twice. So you want to find something to talk about tomorrow in the film, 6 penalties and 2 turnovers in the first half. He will have something to chat with them about, but the bottom line is it's 49-7 at the half.
Anna in the lead big over Delphi St. John's. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Talk about it. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools. Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Anna leads 49-7 over Delta St. John's at intermission. Our guest at the half, Mike Muehlfeld, 33-year athletic director at Anna, 41 years in education. First question, Mike, tell me all about the family. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing real well. Everybody's healthy, growing. Family's growing. We just had two new granddaughters last spring, one April 2nd and another one May 2nd. So gives us six total grandchildren, and real happy with that. Everybody's doing well. Thanks for asking.
At 33 years as the AD, what changes have you seen? Talk about growth. What modifications have happened? Anna Sports continue to expand, highly successful year in, year out.
Right. Well, when I took over the AD job, we had a crushed limestone track here to the north of the football field, and it's the 25th year of an all-weather surface, and it really changed our track program, and we have a couple big invitationals every year. Started a softball program. Obviously, the football program started back in the late 90s, mm-hmm. 2000, mm-hmm. and God, it's hard to imagine we're 20 years of varsity football already. It's just gone so quick. So, and then the basketball and volleyball programs. We started girls soccer at the same time we started football, and that's been highly successful. So, yeah, a lot going on. It's been fun. 33 years, but it's went fast. It seems.
Indeed, this fall, cross country running well.
Yes, cross country won the county. District champions. We were regional runner-up last weekend down in Troy, and the boys left today for Columbus to go run the course and spend the night over there. They run at 1:30 tomorrow, and we're a young team, so we're very glad to experience the state meet this year. Only have one senior, though, so things look promising for the cross-country program next year. And our girls qualified for the regionals and only had one senior as well, so cross-country is really strong right now.
Oh, way to go. Mike Muehlfeld, 33-year director of athletics here at Anna, our guest at the half of tonight's game between Anna and Delta St. John's. It's 49-7. Anna is in the lead. The third quarter, a good 16, 17 minutes away. Anna, a member of the MAC in football since 2006. Obviously, it's been very good for the Anna football program.
Yeah, it has. When we started football, we were independent about a season or two, and then we were fortunate to get into the Cross County Conference about our third year as a football member only, and that league treated us very well, and it was a good way to build our program. But as time went on, our program kept getting bigger and bigger numbers, and even though the CCC was very, very good to us, the MAC called and offered us a chance to come in for football only, and it was just an opportunity we felt we couldn't pass. We knew we perhaps weren't going to have the year-in, year-out success we were experiencing in that league, but we also knew that certain years we get athletes we felt we could compete down the road, and it would make our program stronger, and it certainly did that, and obviously that culminated last year with a share of the league. So.
Mm-hmm. And a second straight year, Anna shares the league championship in the MAC here again in 2019, as in 18, as you just noted.
Right, right. And, we've got a great run of kids right now. Our seniors, there's 22 of them, and a lot of them were three-year starters. Many of them played as sophomores, and they helped us win a share of the league last year, and it looks like we're going to get another share this year. So very, very strong group. Good athletes, good football players, and better kids.
And I will give you and your search committees a lot of kudos. You've been blessed with very good hires. You've had continuity among head coaches in your major sports for sure.
Yeah, we're fortunate. I think we're a good draw for a coach that wants to experience some success. We feel we've got a very well-rounded athletic program. We may not be the best in anything all the time or every year, but we're solid in everything, or way above average in most things year in, year out, and we have been fortunate to get some good people. Brian Riok was a great hire.
Yep.
At the time that we started our program, how we were fortunate to get him to start our program, because he was a quality coach.
Uh-huh.
He helped get our program up and running, and then when he stepped down, we were fortunate to get Nick Marino, who came from Urbana. Nick was young, but he had a couple of years of success at Urbana, and he came in here, and we were kind of in a rebuilding mode when he first showed up, but now I think this is Nick's fifth or sixth year, he's obviously program's done well under him.
Speaking of Nick Marino and Anna football, here's the $64,000 question. How can the Anna Rockets conclude the regular season 9-1, be ranked number one in the state of Ohio in D6 in the final AP poll next week, advance to the playoffs but not be at home in week 11 based on results we're hearing from other games tonight? And Mike, that may very well be the case. The Rockets may be traveling.
Well, the region's a buzzsaw. I mean, if you look at the region, I think at one time, like five of the top 10 teams in the state were in region 23.
Yeah.
So, the state rankings are nice and things like that.
Right.
The playoffs are computerized based on scoring and things like that, different point system and versus state rankings, which might be media related or something like that.
The geographical yeah. breakouts of the regions are critical, because you've been in the Southwest region before. In fact, the Southwest region in D6 is much weaker in terms of teams' records than the Northwest, which I think entering tonight had, what, nine teams at 8-1?
Right. May be a 10-0 team, Gibsonburg, that doesn't even qualify. If they win tonight, they're 10-0, they might not get in.
It's all
based on strength of schedule and how your teams do. I don't know what league they're in for sure, what non-league teams they play. But we play a couple of quality non-league opponents, too. Bishop Fenwick, if they win tonight, and they were up, I believe, is going to go 500, and they play a tough schedule. And Brookville was losing tonight, but I think they're going to be 6-4. I mean, those are quality Division 4 and 5 opponents. So, it's just how it works.
Anna Rockett's offense, unbelievable again tonight. I think every game all year but one. Marion Local, 6 touchdowns or more produced by the Rockets offense. And Marion did what it had to do that night, kept Anna off the field in the second half. Rockets had just 3 possessions. This Rockets offense is just unbelievable. As we saw in the last minute of the first half, Anna can score from anywhere on the field at any time. Bixler and Huelskamp, highly talented, just a wealth of talent on this Anna football team here in 2019.
Kids are explosive, you know, and Nick lets them play.
Yep.
And, yeah, they're just very athletic and quick and good kids and very coachable. I know they're very coachable kids. And, yeah, they're explosive and fun to watch. And when we played Marion, you know, Marion kept our offense off the field. And when we did get on the field, they you know, they kept us in check all night and kept us in front of them and gave us some troubles with their power game, so to speak. And, you know, they're good. They're well coached.
And had 3 turnovers second half that night that hurt.
Yes, they did. And we didn't probably take advantage of some first half turnovers on the part of the Flyers that we should have. Our first touchdown was on a turnover into the end zone. We recovered. Our offense didn't score a touchdown in the first half. Marion's tough.
41 years in education as we close out our interview. What did you teach?
I taught social studies. When I came here, I taught all the 8th grade and high school history. And then as time unfolded, I eventually took over the government and economics classes and the AD job was half the day and a lot of the nights and weekends. And, and I coached a long time, too. I probably was a varsity coach here 8 years in basketball and 20 in baseball. So, yeah, I was busy.
You have enjoyed it, I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell by the smile on your face. We've enjoyed being a part of the Anna program here at scoresbroadcast.com. I love coming to Booster Field and to the Anna Gym for boys and girls basketball games.
It's our gym's an exciting place to watch high school basketball.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of newer and bigger and nicer gyms perhaps than ours, but I'm not sure there's a tougher place to play. You know, it's in our following. People are very supportive, and our teams get after it, and it's a fun place to play.
We're going to share several minutes of an interview we had a few weeks ago with Nate Barhorst here in just a minute as you wind up our conversation talking about Anna basketball.
Right. He's got a chance to have another good team this this winter. A lot of these kids that are out here tonight playing football, I know Nate's anxious to get them, but I also know he and Nick are very tight and the programs support one another, and he wants them to take all the time Nick can have with them, and have success, because he's a firm believer that success will spill over to his season.
And it looks like right now most everyone we can tell is going to finish the season healthy out on the gridiron for Anna football.
Yeah, you know, you keep your fingers crossed because even for the football season, an untimely injury can change that, and if it's the right injury, it can impact the basketball season too. So, yeah, we've been fortunate. And hopefully the kids do stay healthy.
Mike Muehlfeldt, thank you so much. 33-year director of athletics at Anna, our halftime guest tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thank you, Jack, and thanks to Scores Broadcast. We enjoy having you here. I know the Shelby County schools enjoy it when you come to their gyms and to their facilities, and we certainly do here at Anna and appreciate your support of our athletics.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. 49-7, Anna leads Delphi St. John's here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Nate Barhorst, 9-year head coach of boys basketball at Anna. We conversed with him a few weeks ago, and we talked initially in that conversation about his family. His wife works at a major university, and he's got 2 young children, does Nate Barhorst.
Everybody's doing great. I got a son that's in sixth grade. And he's getting ready to start up basketball himself. Got a daughter that's in second, so she's loving it down there at the elementary. So everything's going good. Wife is working at U, University of Dayton, so she's loving doing what she's doing there too. So everything's going good. Family.
Okay, you're the high school basketball coach. You teach. You take the tickets on football nights.
Yeah.
When does the family see you?
For about a 45-minute window after everything's done for the day with school, and we had conditioning after school today. Then I get home for about 45 minutes, eat dinner, and kiss the family and go. So
now your reference to conditioning is with regard to the boys' basketball team.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. Tell me about the summer. How did it go, and what do you think the prospects are for 2019-20 on the hardwood?
I had a good summer. Of course, you never can gauge exactly what you're going to what you're going to be by the time the season rolls around, but you kind of start putting some pieces together here and there, get your offenses all settled in on what you want to do for the following season, and that went pretty well. We got majority of our team back. We lose two big seniors last year, and Griffin Dosek and Carter Elliott, and that's going to be a concern for us heading into the season, is our ability to rebound. Those guys did a lot of it for us, so finding a way to get that out of the guys is a challenge, and we found that out. I think one of the first shootouts that we had over the summer was, my goodness, we see that these guys are not here and we're struggling to rebound. So you find out real quick what you got to work on, and you go from there.
You alluded to the losses of Dosek and Elliott. That was a 25-3 team.
Yes.
1 year ago, I think you won your first 14 or 15 in a row.
That's correct.
Lost to Purcell Marion in the regional championship. You were one game away from going to the state Final Four. Did you ever dream this time a year ago that your club last year would be a 25-3 team? Did you think that was possible?
With the schedule that we play, you just don't know. We knew that we had the potential of being pretty good, but then when you start putting the pieces together and you have the man upstairs helping you out with the health of your team, that helped. And so we stayed pretty healthy. We had some tough-nosed kids, and they got it done a majority of the time. And we got to find a way to get over that that hurdle of getting past the regional final to get to the Final Four, like you said.
9-year head coach, boys basketball at Anna. Nate Barhorst, our guest here at the half of high school football. Coach, again, a challenging schedule in high school basketball for Anna in 2019-20. You open up against Botkins at home, a team which led you by 6 points on the road at Botkins last year in the second quarter. Botkins will be even better this year.
Yes, they will.
And you've added a game at the flying to the hoop against Ottoville on Martin Luther King Day afternoon.
That's correct. Yeah, our schedule is going to be a blockbuster schedule again, like it is every year. You got teams in the league like Botkins. The Jackson Center is going to be tough up there again this year. You also got Larmy, who's going to return a lot of kids. And again, you just don't know year in, year out, who's going to come up through. But again, our schedule, non-league, we play a lot of teams from the MAC again. Ottoville is, again, a very, very comparable team to the schedule that we play throughout the season. And, we picked up another one in Clinton Massey within the past 2 months because of a situation happening with Bethel. It couldn't get us on that schedule. So, you don't know. A lot of good teams out there, and you got to fight every night. And we tell the kids you can't take any game for granted.
You've gone down to Jamestown Greenview.
Yes.
And played before. This year you go about 30 miles further to Clinton Massey.
Clinton Massey, yes. Yes. So, those halls are a little difficult. That's why I like to get there a little bit, ahead of time to make sure that we get good and loose, kind of get acquainted with the area. We've never played down there. It's a Division II school, so it's,
right,
again, another, another potential of, getting some, major points, beating a team like that if you can.
And in the Midwest Athletic Conference, you play Marion Local on the road. You're home with Versailles Sales and St. Henry.
Right.
Three always high-quality opponents.
Yes, those teams always come back with, you know, great players. They're a great program. All three of them are great programs, including, you know, every team that we have in the non-league. So, I mean, we feel like we're very tested, and it gives us a good momentum going into the tournament. And like I said, we got to, you know, find ways to try to get over that hump this year.
And good news for Division III Anna, the team that beat you last year in the regional championship, Purcell Marion, is no longer D3, but I'm sure there'll be somebody to replace them.
Right now we know who that is, and that's Cincinnati Taft, who's gotten a lot of transfers in. So year in, year out, you know it happens. So you've got to find ways, I guess, right?
Transfers, or are they recruited? Recruited transfers?
Well, I'm not going to get into that, but okay. I think you know what's going on. So.
Nate Barhorst, always enjoyable to chat with Nate during the high school football season before the basketball campaign starts. Again, the opening game is coming up, the weekend after Thanksgiving, right?
That's correct, yeah. And, you know, with the way this football team's clicking right now, that could be backed up. You never know. There's a certain amount of, you know, practices that we get before we open up with league play. So.
You answered my next question. Yeah, because there's no reason why Anna can't go two or three weekends deep in the postseason playoffs. That would wipe out most of the month of November. You might get three, four basketball games pushed well back.
That's correct. Yeah. You never know. Yeah, so we'll just have to deal with it.
That'd be a good thing.
Yep, yes, it would be. Yep. And I hope it happens.
Yes. So. Thank you so much, Nate.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Nate Barhorst, boys basketball coach at Anna in year number 9, talking about the Rockets' upcoming season. And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Booster Field in Anna. We're just a moment or so away from the start of the third quarter of our football game tonight, Week 10, Anna 49, Delta St. John 7. We've got the second half boot coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Delta St. John's kicking off to Anna as we commence play here in the third quarter. Anna kicked off to start the game, promptly benefited from three Delta St. John's miscues, and Anna tallied touchdowns after each of those three turnovers. In the first 4 minutes tonight, Anna racked up three scores and led 21-0 despite kicking off to start the game. Delphus boots to kick off the third quarter. Anna returns from the 10 up the near sideline. And right down below us to the right, the return man for the Anna Rockets is smacked hard. It was Isaac Leininger who brought it along the gridiron sideline in front of the Delphus bench. And he was pounded out of bounds at about the 33. And that's where Anna starts first and 10. We've got a continuous clock in force, 49-7, Anna. That's a 42-point differential. You need a 30-point advantage in the second half in order for the mercy rule to be invoked. And the continuous clock is in play right now.
Well, our other choice tonight was we thought about going Laramie down at Tri-County North. It's 55-0 at halftime. We got a much closer game here.
And the Anna Rockets' Bart Bixler begins the second half at quarterback. I don't think we'll see him very long. Bart scampers outside left tackle, stays on his feet to the 37 and lurches to the 40. He registers 7 or 8 on first down. Second down, a couple for Anna, just shy of the 40-yard line. Bixler gives to Davies. Davies wants to go wide, then he cuts it back, puts his head down, and bulldozes to the 42. He got the first down. Davies on the field now for Hulskamp in the Anna offensive backfield. Hayden Davies, senior, 5'8", 165-pounder. First and 10 Rockets, ball marked for play at the 43. Mark Bixler still at the helm. Nolan Emerson flanked wide left. I think that's Davies in the offensive backfield alongside Bart. It is a trio of receivers to the right. Bixler fakes to Davies, keeps, and Bixler swerves to make one man miss just across the line of scrimmage, and he's downed at the 44. Tackle on the play by Delphus St. John's Gunner Steeman, 6'1", 175-pound senior defensive end. 9:40 to go, third quarter. Continuous clock is moving right along. We had a very lengthy first two quarters of play. In fact, the initial period took forever. Bixler stuffs the ball into the tummy of Davies, right up the gut. He barrels to the 49. He charged forward for four. It'll be third down and at least four for Anna, a yard shy of the 50. Anna leads 49-7. Anna entered the night fourth, according to the computer, in its region of Division 6. Archbold was fifth. Archbold is winning on the road tonight at a strong Division 4 program. So Archbold will no doubt lap Anna. Coldwater losing to Marion Local. That will give Minster, which is behind Anna, additional points to tout. So it's going to be very interesting to see late tonight where this region of D6 shakes out. Anna could very well be away from home next week to begin play in the postseason, week 11.
Boy, it doesn't sound like they want to go to Archbold, I'll tell you that.
No, Archbold is drilling a D4 club, Wasion, tonight. Anna went to Elyria Catholic last year and lost a game that was in the 40s in the last 10 seconds. Anna just picked up a first down on a Davies run around right end. Here's a Davies run around left end. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Makes another man miss. Boy, if I didn't see 22 on his back, Chuck, I would have sworn that was Riley Huelskamp. But it wasn't. It was Hayden Davies who almost took it to the house. He raced downfield from just outside the 35 all the way to about the 7. No, his knee touchdown at the 9. Goal to go for Anna from that spot. Bixler still at quarterback. We've seen a handful of changes along the offensive line. We've got Malachi Minnick alongside Bixler in the offensive backfield. Bixler takes the snap in the spread, and he makes a beeline for the far sideline and runs it from the 9 down to about the 5. He's chased off the field right there.
I think he was looking to throw that time, and there was nobody open, so he just hung on to it.
We played 5 minutes here in the third quarter. Anna leads 49-7. On a crisp, cool, clear night at Booster Field in Anna. Chuck, we haven't heard trains in our last couple visits.
No. I asked Mike Muehlfeldt about that, and he didn't have a clue why.
New rails have been applied to the track.
Maybe they don't want to get them dirty.
Well, maybe the completion of the new rails is not done. That's very possible. But no CSX traffic 2 weeks ago, none tonight either. Here's a touchdown run around right in. Is it Bixler once more, Chuck?
Bixler, yep.
Bart Bixler on the scoot.
I would assume that's the end of Bart for the evening.
Yep, Bart rumbled around right in for four. He just beat the cornerback into the end zone at the pylon. Touchdown, Anna, 55-7 on the TD by Bixler, who stays on the field for the hold of the extra point by Ambus. Ambus 7 of 7, trying to make it 8 for 8. He's missed only four all year long.
He's kicked a lot of them, too.
Keep in mind, every single game, Anna has tallied 6 touchdowns or more, and Ambus drills another right in the middle, dead center. And he is 8 for 8 tonight, 56-7. Anna, 6.5 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game.
we can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Degman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Degman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Booster Field in Anna. Rockets kick off again. Delphi St. John's returns from the 20 to about the 35, and that's where the Blue Jays start first down, 10 yards to go. Again, a last report, Marion Local winning big over Coldwater at Maria Stein. Minster trouncing New Bremen tonight. Pick with Troy in a game that's knotted up in the third quarter.
7-7 last I heard.
That's a tight one. Greenville has gone ahead of Sydney by a touchdown in the second half. And Fort Loramie was blowing out Tri-County North on the road. 55-0 was that score after two quarters.
Barn burner.
I tell you what, I could use a little warmth. Here is Delphi St. John's running outside left tackle on first and 10. Short gain. Anna thinks it ripped the ball away and recovered a fumble, but the referee says no. 5:50 to go here in the third. 56-7. Anna. Cam Stewart wrestled down the ball carrier for Delphi St. John's, who was Devin Lindemann, the 6'1 senior tailback. I think Grothaus is still in at QB, right, Chuck?
He is, yep.
Number 13, 6'4", 205-pound senior is Grothaus. Low snap. He scurries around right end. He took the ball about 6 inches off the ground and darted forward to the 35. He punched out a couple more. Third down for Delphi St. John's, and at least a 7 or 8 to go for a first down. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Anna scored 3 touchdowns in the first 3 minutes and 50 seconds or so, thanks in part to 3 Delphi St. John's turnovers, 2 short field scores by Anna, and an interception by Huelskamp run in from about 26 yards away. Grothaus takes the snap, fakes a pass in the left flat. He ducks because he is clobbered. Decked to the ground is the St. John's quarterback at the 31. The fake fooled no one. It's fourth down, nearly 10 to go for Delphi St. John's, which must punt. In there on the stop, Isaac Egbert for Anna, who continues to lead this team in tackles. Grothaus will punt. He's back at his own 20, and he's been exceptional punting the football in this game. In fact, one of his kicks sailed over the head of Riley Huelskamp, who tried to make a circus catch, muffed it, fumbled it. Delphi St. John's recovered that one. The punt by Grothaus is short of the 2 deep men of Anna, no return. Ball lights on the ground at the 43. He rolls to the 35. First down, Anna, from that spot. And the Rockets with wholesale changes on offense here. Barker Insurance in Anna for many years. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. I said Barker in Anna. Technically, it is in Sydney, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance will cover you with a plan fitting your needs perfectly. Representing insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Anna off and running. It's Davies around the right end on first and 10. And look at him go. He rambles across the 50, stays on his feet, and lunges ahead inside the 45 all the way to the Delphi St. John's 42.
He's been terrific tonight.
Davies 22. Running for Anna, which doesn't miss a beat when he's on the field for number 20, Riley Hulskamp.
They have it tonight. We have Brandon Axon at the quarterback now. He's a sophomore.
New QB for Anna. Davies has stood up on this effort. He tried to go around the left end, couldn't get the corner turned, stuffed at the 46. As you noted, Chuck, the new quarterback for the Anna Rockets is 19, a sophomore, Brandon Axe, A-X-E. 2.5 to go in the third, continuous clock, 56-7 Anna. Second down, 14, Rockets, 45-yard line. Mike Muehlfeld said, Chuck, if we hastened our way to the press box quickly at the end of the game, there might be hot chili soup left over for us. Rockets send a man in motion. We've got a penalty marker down. Rockets get a timeout. We'll take a break. Two to play in the third quarter. Anna thumping Delphi St. John's 56-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. Hoying & Hoying has been creating dreams for people since 1977, combining top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Here is Anna facing a third and 12. The quarterback, Brandon Axe, back to pass. No one available. He tucks it and dashes near sideline. Outside the numbers, doesn't go out of bounds, and is put to the turf at the 40. Sandwiched right there. 50 seconds and counting. Late third quarter, 56-7 Anna. Another new underwriting sponsor, Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Kevin Myring, all the staff and associates at Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A penalty marker down on the run by Axe. Anna's probably had 10 infractions in this game, right, Chuck?
They got seven for 65 yards.
Okay, it seems like more than that. They've been for big chunks of real estate.
Two touchdowns called back on holding.
Right. And most of the penalties have cost Anna large chunks of real estate. Here's a middle screen by Anna. It is busted up by Delphi St. John's at the 45-yard line. That was a third and 17 situation. Fourth down coming up. Third quarter ends. Anna 56, Delphi St. John's 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops,
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We commence play here in the fourth quarter. Anna with a resounding advantage, 56-7 lead over Delphi St. John's. And the Anna Rockets have got to punt the football. Line of scrimmage, the Blue Jays 48.
Oh.
And the snap from center sails way over the punter's head. He is circling back to get it at the 30, back to the 25, the 20. Now runs up the near sideline. Could have been a penalty on Anna for a clip, not called. And the punter for Anna makes a bad dash, tightroping the boundary in front of the St. John's bench all the way to the 45. But despite all of that activity, still well short of a first down.
It was. That was 32. That was Justin Richards, and he's a freshman, did a nice job of getting something out of that instead of a 30-yard loss. They got the ball almost back to the line of scrimmage anyway.
Again, that play, Chuck, even though it did not produce a first down, it symbolizes the speed of this Anna team all over the gridiron, offense, defense, special teams included.
That was quite the snap.
Yeah, that ball was a good 9-10 feet off the ground. Anna with wholesale changes. New people at positions all over the gridiron, as should be the case, leading 56-7 with a half minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Blue Jays to the line of scrimmage at the 44. Delphi St. John still has Grothaus at quarterback. In sweep, Lindemann, right side, 40-yard line. He breaks the 40s, wrestled down right there. 5-yard run for the Blue Jays. Second and 5 upcoming. Well, keep in mind now, tomorrow afternoon, we've got volleyball for you. Fort Loramie and Rushi in the Division IV Regional Championship from Northmont. Match starts at 2. We are online on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:45 tomorrow. And then, of course, next week, should Fort Loramie win or Rushi win, no matter who wins, representing the Shelby County League tomorrow in volleyball, we've got a state semifinal match for you on Friday. That's next Friday. A state semifinal match from Wright State University next Friday. That may be on our schedule, may not. Could possibly have football that night.
Right.
Anna will be playing somewhere. Very definitely will bring you the state championship in volleyball on late Saturday afternoon. So we're trying to juggle volleyball and football schedules for you, and it's not easy.
They haven't done us any favors.
No, we can only be one place at one time. We got a new quarterback in for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, who roams around left end for about 6 yards and a first down, I do believe. 10.5 to go in the game. New line of scrimmage, the 34 of Anna. Brandon Axe, who has come on the field for Anna at quarterback here in the second half, was in the secondary on that last play for Anna defensively, and he made the tackle. 34-yard line of the Rockets. We have a new quarterback in there now for the Blue Jays. And it's a running play which gets ramrodded backwards behind the line of scrimmage at the 40. It's a negative 5.
Brady Kerner's the quarterback now.
Yep,
he's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. New QB, Kerner, K-E-R-N-E-R. 5'8 sophomore out on the gridiron for the Blue Jays, who face a second down and about 14 to go from the Anna 38. 9.5 left in the fourth quarter, Anna leading 56-7. Trips to the right for Kerner. And I bet we've got 20. 20 new players on the floor or on the field, maybe 22 new ones. Here's a middle screen by Delphus, executed nicely for about an 8-yard gain down to the Anna 30-yard line. Third down upcoming. Third, several yards to go for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 29. I'm looking for 7 o'clock starters, and I don't see any, Chuck. I'm trying to recognize numbers on Anna's side. They're all fresh.
Yeah, there's no starters out there.
We've got 22 new players out there on the gridiron here for this fourth quarter. With Anna ahead by 49 points and a continuous clock running. The quarterback, Kerner, takes the snap. It's a little draw play for him, and he's got a sliver of an opening and cracks right through it and bolts to about the Anna 21 first down. First and 10, Blue Jays. His knee touchdown at the 23, still a first down. Final 8 minutes upcoming. Well, we've had a fine regular season, had a run of some very good games in the middle part of the campaign. Here's Kerner, the quarterback, little dish off in the offensive backfield. And the tailback makes a nice catch down below his waist, hauled it in on the fingertips, and then scurries forward to the 20, close to a first down, just shy.
Second down.
Second down, my mistake. Second down coming up for the Blue Jays. Six to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage inside the Anna 20. 7.5 to go in this game here on week 10. Fort Loramie Minster week 1 was a very good game. Fort Loramie Covington week 4, a very good game. Anna executed beautifully in clobbering cold water. That Anna Marion local game was a 3-pointer. So we had a few very tight games, many well-played games, but sometimes as the season draws to a close and the computer rankings have played themselves out, we get some lopsided closeouts here near the end of the year. Timeout called down on the field, opportunity for us to highlight our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, with Anna winning 56-7 and 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. As we salute Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Call Chris North. Get connected to your veterans' benefits, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. A new underwriting sponsor which came on board last spring, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. We salute them. New underwriting sponsor late winter. On in time for the tail end of basketball and baseball. Excuse me, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. 5:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fourth down, 11 to go for Delphus St. John's, which gained 5 on the previous play. New line of scrimmage, Chuck, is what, about the 12?
It's about the 18.
I'm sorry, it's 2 yards outside the 15, not the 10. As my vision doesn't deliver, snap back to Kerner. Oh, he's flushed out of the pocket, but delivers a middle screen ahead to the running back, who catches, inches his way downfield, gets close to the 10, and a first down. Nicely done by Delpha St. John's. Goal to go, Blue Jays, 10-yard line of Anna, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And Anna suffocates that running play. It is stalled behind the line at the 13. Second and goal, Blue Jays, with 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. Both teams have substituted freely since the first offensive possession of the third quarter.
That was Dakota Shahan with the tackle there, senior.
4 minutes left. Anna will conclude the year 9-1, Delpha St. John's 1-9. Anna a share of the MAC title with Marion Local and Minster. Last we heard, both clubs winning decisively tonight. How about the Coldwater Cavaliers, Chuck, losing two of their last three to close out the season?
They're not even close.
Here's a forward pass, but Delpha St. John's headed toward the end zone. About 3 yards beyond the goal line, deflected by a green shirt, up and out of the end zone, incomplete. Clock continues to run, though. 3:26 to go, 56-7 in favor of Anna. Anna would have benefited from a Coldwater win over Marion Local tonight, but the last we heard, it was 17-0 Marion Local late in the third quarter.
I haven't seen another score there. Troy Lee's pick with 21-7. Minster is up 42-0.
Well, that's a team which has been red hot on a roll. It would be very entertaining to see Anna play Minster in the postseason. They didn't play in the regular season two straight years now. Here's a run play by the quarterback Kerner of Delpha St. John's as he tries to dash around right end. He put his head down and fought and bulldogged his way to about the 9. Fourth down and goal from there.
Loramie in a struggle, 69-0 in the fourth quarter. Greenville leads Sydney 13-7 in the third quarter, and Lima Perry leads Lehman 22-10 in the third quarter.
Delpha St. John's Blue Jays come to the line of scrimmage inside the Anna 10 at the 8. Fourth down here. This might represent Delpha St. John's last chance at a second touchdown. Here's a toss sweep to the left. The running back tries to get out on the edge. Can't do it. Anna penetrates and upsets the ball carrier back at the 11. It goes for a -3, and Anna takes over.
Rooting for the clock.
2 minutes to go in the fourth. Chuck just said we're rooting for the clock. We have been for a long time tonight. This game has been long over ever since the midway point of the first half. Anna led 21-0. Blue Jays did get on the board at 21-7 and got the ball back.
Yeah.
And then the tide turned again sharply in Anna's favor.
Well, they turned it 6 times in the first half. That's going to get you beat.
How many turnovers total tonight in this game, Chuck?
8 total.
6 by Delphus, 2 by Anna. Is that right?
Yes.
Running play, Anna. From outside the Rockets 10 all the way to the 40.
Hunter Schmidt.
Boy, Hunter Schmidt would not be denied. Formidable run by him. He wouldn't go down. As he outfought a couple tacklers at the 25, again at the 30, zipped all the way to the 40. Brandon Axe, quarterback for Anna, or has he been replaced? Is that another New Jersey out there?
Looks like number 7.
Uh-huh. Think so. Let's give credit where it's due. Colton Carey, sophomore at the QB spot. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield, and Delpha St. John's is all over it. It's smothered for a 5 or 6 yard loss. And that might be the last play or next to last play of this game. Chuck, we've wound down our supporting sponsors numerous times tonight. We thank them so much, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, an active participant for quite a few years as well. Thank you so much. Again, we'd like to highlight for the Jewelry Barn in Rushi tomorrow, November 2nd, from 9 to 3, up to 25% off on select items at Rushi's Jewelry Barn. That's tomorrow. The Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, Rushi. And then 15 to 50% off starting December 1st at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Don't forget volleyball tomorrow, 2 o'clock start, Rushi Fort Loramie. We're online at 1:45 for a berth in the state championship. Redskins and Raiders tomorrow, 1:45 p.m. on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna takes a knee, and this game concludes. Anna victorious over Delphi St. John's for the sixth straight year. Rockets win it 56-7. Chuck, our star or stars of this game.
Well, I'm not prepared. I'm going to go with Riley Huelskamp.
Good choice.
And I'm going to go with Leininger.
Isaac Leininger.
Isaac,
he had a splendid game.
He had a terrific game.
Offense and defense both for Isaac.
Yep.
He broke up a number of passes in the secondary. Riley Huelskamp had a pick six for a score. A series of breakups by Leininger, both young men. Huelskamp, Leininger, outstanding. Both sides of the ball.
Could have given it to the entire offensive line. Could have given it to the entire defensive line.
No question. That's Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, a couple of season-long stats we highlighted before the kickoff tonight were as follows. Delphi St. John's entered the game, allowing 35 per contest. Delphi's gave up 56 tonight. Anna was averaging 44 per game on the year coming in. Anna bested that average with 56 points and 8 touchdowns. Rockets need to clean up penalties, did have a couple turnovers. Those things can swing games, especially against very good competition in the postseason.
Absolutely. Those are two troubled areas, you know, in the first half. They really cut it back in the second half. But no turnovers in the second half, one penalty for 10 yards in the second half. They had 327 yards on the ground, 115 throwing it for 442 as a total. They gave up 47 yards on the ground, 80 yards passing. 127 total yards, 17-6 first down advantage. Rockets, it was as lopsided as the score.
And it looks like Anna came out of it pretty healthy. It's simply now a case of wait and see. Does Anna finish fourth, fifth, sixth? More than likely, Anna's playing away from home in this region of D6 for the second straight year, having traveled to Elyria Catholic last year. Anna was fourth, according to the computer, in this region coming into tonight. But the number five team was winning decisively on the road against the D4 club.
Well, the nice part about that is they don't take the point differential has zero to do
right.
with the computer. And also the team ahead of them, Coldwater, is getting beat. So, it's just hard to tell. We're just going to have to wake up Sunday morning and find out where everybody's going.
Yeah, the curious question is how far up the ladder does Minster climb, a full 2 points behind Anna heading into play tonight?
Right.
Minster did thump a D7 New Bremen. Does Minster go all the way to 4, dropping Anna to 5? Are they flip-flopped? Anna could be playing Minster. I guess there's an outside chance it could be playing Coldwater. We've got to wait and see.
Yep. Could be playing Archbold. So, there's a lot of variables right now, and all we're doing is guessing.
Sure are. Mike Muehlfeldt was trying to sort it out at the half. Brookville was getting beat. That's a team that Anna beat this year. Fenwick was winning.
Yep.
Things like that do help. But the big things that needed to go Anna's way did not. And like everyone, we will be looking closely at joeeitel.com, joeeitel.com, from now to midnight.
Yeah, we'll know. I mean, you'll be able to tell tonight. I don't know if there's any – there's no Saturday games being played that would affect Loramie or Anna. So.
Right. And Fort Loramie's situation is a little interesting, too. Loramie was number 2 coming into tonight. And Marion Local was, I think, at Marion Local, I think, was at 3 or 4. Marion Local may very well wind up at least 3,
yep.
having beaten Coldwater. Did New Miami beat Lachlan? New Miami was number 1. New Miami with a win would hang on to 1. If Loramie and Local are 2 and 3, they could go head on in round number 2.
Yeah, would love to see that in a final.
Regional final.
But yeah. it may be the second round, yeah. and that'd be a wonderful game to go do at Sydney or Pickwick.
Right, sure would. Would draw big numbers in the stands, too. 56-7, Anna wins tonight easily over Delphus St. John's as we finish out Week 10 and conclude the regular season here on Scores Broadcast. Ron Mooney, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Join us for volleyball tomorrow, 1:45 p.m. from Northmont, Fort Loramie, and Rushi for the regional championship. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Booster Field at Anna. Final score again, Rockets 56, Blue Jays 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.